Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for you, right?
Jeez. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Glad to have you with us rolling along here on a Tuesday. Happy holidays to y'all out there. Yeah, funky week here, as evidenced by who's on the Western Hotline to talk to us on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock. It's none other than Sal Capaccio, but you knew that because the Fancy Open just played. Sal normally is off on Tuesdays, but it's a holiday week, and the Bills have a little different figuration to their weekly schedule, and so we've got Sal today because there was some media again today on the heels of yesterday's news conferences and a, what are we doing? So today's Wednesday, so it means walkthrough practice today, right, Sal?
Yeah, that's right, Bulldog. So we won't get an official injury report like one that, you know, the team puts out there, because that's still dictated by what day they play, which is Sunday. So the first one would come out on Wednesday. But because we did hear from Sean McDermott today, he gave an indication of what would happen today. And obviously, you heard Zach give the update. No Josh Allen today at practice. Several other players, Daquan Jones, Dalton Kincaid, Joey Bosa, Matt Prater, Jordan Phillips, Jordan Poyer. But again, Wednesday, now a Tuesday, normally this time of year, just a walkthrough. We'll see how everything goes throughout the week as these guys progress.
And was there any, did McDermott elaborate on Allen at all? That's obviously the headliner here. We know he injured his foot in the game on Sunday, but was able to finish the game. But what did McDermott have to say anything further regarding that injury?
So yesterday he said he didn't anticipate it would be anything that would keep him out of the game on Sunday, but they'll, you know, manage the injury throughout the week and see where it goes to make sure. And he basically said today there's no status change with that. He did say he wouldn't practice today, so Mitch Trubisky would get the work at quarterback in the walkthrough, but he indicated still today that he didn't believe there was any, you know, anything that would keep him back from playing on Sunday at this time.
Do you think if he is nursing the injury, I mean, we aren't going to know how much it's hurting him or hampering him. Maybe we'll be able to detect some sign. But honestly, watching the second half of the game on Sunday, I didn't really notice anything myself. Do you think they will handle him? Forget about practice. Like, let's just assume he's there for the game and probably get some reps at some point this week and just skips today's walkthrough. Do you think they curtail him running? Do you think he stops himself from running if the foot is bothering him, you know, enough? Like, do they change anything with their quarterback if he's nursing this injury?
Yeah, I probably would say they'd back off on anything like having him take off with the ball. I'm trying to remember back on Sunday. I don't remember him really doing that much. He did roll out a few times, though, you know?
There was like one designed run. I think that was it. It was like a third down designed run. That was it.
I mean, heck, even the play after he got hurt, it was push, you know what I mean? And then he actually took off and tried to run down the field with the ball. Yeah, I would think that you would have that in mind, Bulldog, right? I mean, you got to keep the long view in mind here. And, you know, if he's healthy enough to play, then, you know, you have to let him be Josh in some capacity. You can't completely just shut him down and put the reins on him. But I do think you have to be mindful of, hey, let's not put him in harm's way here. You know, Josh, sometimes you have to protect him from himself, though. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. Josh
right.
Allen's going to
be putting him
Josh
on the
Allen
field.
Thing
he may just do what he wants, right?
That's exactly right. So, yeah, but I think you would probably want to insulate him a little bit. But the best way to do that is just to keep the running game going the way it's been rolling. And, you know, the Eagles are a really good team, but they've been a bit leaky against the run at times this year.
Right, and the Eagles, of course, are rolling into town having already clinched, right? They've clinched the NFC East. First back-to-back winners in that division since the early 2000s.
That's crazy.
Which is just, just incredible, the run that division has had. But they're defending champs, so we'll see what kind of challenge they will present to the Bills this week. What is the next most concerning thing? Allen has to be the most concerning thing on the injury report, even if we're relatively optimistic that it's not going to cause them to miss any time. Beyond him, like, where's the next concern? Are we worried about Prater because of how Badgley looked in this game? Is it Dalton Kincaid? Is it Bosa? Is it Jordan Poyer? Which, Sal, I did not have on my bingo card for the 2025 season. Hearing McDermott say that Poyer would not have been able to return if they'd had another defensive series on Sunday afternoon in Cleveland, and worrying about that. You know, he has really done a nice job for them. Maybe he's my answer for what's the next most concerning injury on that list.
Well, you stole mine as well, because it would be mine as well. I would say it's – so I think there's a short-term and long-term answer to this, though. I think short-term, to me, it's Jordan Poyer because, you know, he's just been so stabilizing in the secondary. And, you know, you just really see how Cole Bishop has progressed since Jordan Poyer's been next to him. So what's the ripple effect of no Jordan Poyer? It's probably Cam Lewis, and that would be – now, today – they signed a guy named MJ Devonshire to the practice squad. People might think, well, who cares? It's a practice squad guy. Well, that's an indication. So what does he do? He's a guy that can play in the slot. So that's an indication to me that they're probably moving Cam Lewis to full-time safety this week and not have to play in the slot because you're going to have to fill in for Jordan Poyer. So is that Cam Lewis and Cole Bishop? It could very well be. Could be Jordan Hancock too back there a little bit, but Cam Lewis went in for Jordan Poyer. So you're really going from Jordan Poyer to Cam Lewis. And yeah, I think that the way that Jordan's playing, the way that he's stabilized that position, the times that we've seen Cam get beaten by bigger players, you know, when he's had to go against them, and now you have Dallas Goedert to come to town, you have A.J. Brown, obviously. You know, I think it is a concern when it comes to that. And, you know, Jordan's so good down in the box against the run. Cam's not the biggest guy. He's super tough. So I do think it changes the structure of your defense, losing Jordan Poyer and going to Cam Lewis. I think long-term, might be Dalton Kincaid. He's not practicing again today. I'm not saying there's anything to be super worried about, but McDermott did say he had a small setback, but I think it was more referring to last week. Remember last week when it was, we're just managing the injury and it was like, what's going on? He basically said, you're in that same mode. There was a small setback, not meaning like today or yesterday. I think he means like recently, last week. That's why they're still in injury management mode is what he said with Dalton Kincaid's knee. So I think long-term, the thing to keep an eye on here is, you know, are they going to have how healthy Dalton Kincaid will they have when they get to the playoffs, and how much can he provide them?
Yeah. Before we move on from like roster type conversation here, I want to ask you if anything has been said at this point about their expectations for how soon Matthew Judon might be ready to be called up off the practice squad. Has that come up in the last 2 days with McDermott talking?
It has. And Sean basically said, look, he just got here. He's got to learn the system. And, you know, he knows that he's been in this league and he's done a nice job where he's been. But I wouldn't get the expectation right now from what he said that anybody should be anticipating him playing anytime soon. Andre Jones Jr. went in, played in the game on Sunday, and I thought he did a nice job, by the way. And this is a guy that has been on their practice squad. They elevated. He went in. He had a special, real nice special teams tackle. And I thought he actually played okay on defense as well when he was called upon. So they're trying to find the right mix there. And I just don't think I would see Matthew Judon being ready to play right away. McDermott, basically, that was his answer. Like, hey, he's got to learn the system. He just got here. But I do think that, you know, it feels to me like that's a player that they may just kind of hold back until they get to the playoffs and say, okay, what can we do here when we go against a certain team? We need a little bit better, a different look at a pass rush situation.
I'm sorry, you didn't ask Sale about Darnell Savage, have you?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to ask you then, Sale, about Darnell Savage. Yeah. Right, because that's another player the Bills picked up on their practice. Well, no, active roster, correct?
Active roster.
Yeah. He's been a healthy scratch the last 2 weeks. Is he maybe another guy they're looking at for this fill-in role that we're talking about, at potentially safety or the slot corner position?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, I'll go back to my Cam Lewis conversation, maybe if he's on the field a little bit more than anything we've seen so far. Maybe he's active. Maybe he plays. You know, maybe Cam stays where he is, and maybe Darnell Savage gets more run at safety, or maybe Darnell Savage simply becomes your backup nickel, right? That might be more of in line of what they'd be thinking because, you know, they're so comfortable with Cam back there. So I wouldn't doubt that. But again, when you sign a guy to the practice squad like MJ Devonshire, he gets moved up, or he basically goes down because everybody gets moved up a rung. You're really getting him for the practice squad reps while Savage gets more of the reps wherever he's going to be. Jordan Hancock does. Cam Lewis does. And by the way, they had the practice squad spot open because Shane Buechele signed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
He's gone. And good for Shane Buechele, by the way. Like, nice for him. He gets a chance to get paid a regular salary for a couple weeks instead of practice squad. Goes back to Kansas City where he was for a couple years. He's familiar with Andy Reid. He gets a chance to maybe play, you know, this week and next week. And, you know, I don't know the details yet. It might be out there. But typically in these situations, guys will sign a two-year deal, meaning 2 weeks of this year and then next year. That's how you get them.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then, you know, Shane Buechele probably starts next year, next offseason, you know, with the Chiefs. And again, good for him. You know, he's put his work in here, but that's a loss for the Bills QB room, guys. I mean, I know, you know, it's a guy that's not playing, but those guys work really tight together and work a lot together. He's been here for a couple years. And the Bills now have a opening for a third quarterback. I don't anticipate them necessarily bringing anybody in this week as long as Josh is healthy, but at some point they're probably going to have to bring somebody in on the practice squad.
Yeah. Before we move off of the safety position, I wanted to ask you about Hancock. It sort of felt earlier this year, and maybe one of two things maybe has happened, or maybe both things have happened, because it felt like we were getting into like a pretty healthy timeshare there between he and Poyer. Poyer's your rundown guy, and Hancock is, you know, obvious passing situations, and I feel like the snap count has gone down for Hancock. Is that maybe an indication that they haven't liked what they've seen, or could it just be that Poyer has been that good?
I think it could be very well that he's still learning, and they want to make sure, not that they haven't liked what they've seen, but, you know, this kid's still getting reps. He still needs time. I think it's more of an indication of how really everything's worked pretty well with Cole Bishop now playing center field and Jordan Poyer in the box. So, yeah, Jordan Poyer's look good, but Jordan Poyer can play down in the box a lot more, and you put Cole Bishop up high, and I think everything's kind of fit very well there. Right now, I wouldn't doubt if Jordan Hancock could still play in certain situations where, you know, teams are in 2 minute, you need a little more speed on the field, a little more coverage in the back end. You want to go, you know, too high, you want to go cover four, whatever. I wouldn't doubt that, but I think it's more because I think they just really like that the way this is all fitting together with a puzzle, with Jordan Poyer playing more of your in the box safety against the run and trusting Cole Bishop back as a single high guy.
Right, which cycles us back to you and I agreeing that beyond Allen's injury concern that Poyer might be the next most concerning name on the list. Yeah. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline with us here on WGR as the Bills get ready for a Week 17 home game. Home for the duration now. We got the Eagles coming in on Sunday at 4:25 and then the Jets and a TBD next weekend. Won't say Sunday yet because we don't know when the games are all going to be. Sal, we do know the Bills clinched a playoff spot with Indianapolis losing last night to San Francisco, so they're locked in to being a playoff team. We still don't know. They could still be, you know, any number of things, a division champion in the one seed, a division champion and not the one seed, a wild card, which means either a 5, 6, or 7. All that said, how do you have any indication? Are people asking the question already today of Sean McDermott how he's going to load manage the last couple of weeks of the season, considering that they at least know that they have a playoff spot clinched?
Nobody has asked him that yet. I think it feels to me like us in the room, that's a little too early to ask him that. It's week 17, right, and they're still playing for division championship. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just think that that's, you know, I just don't feel like that's something Sean would even broach at this point. So no one has asked him that. I mean, they still are playing for a division title, like right. I said. And let's remember, the Patriots play before the Bills on Sunday. Now, I don't think anybody is expecting here that the Patriots are going to lose to the Jets. But if the Patriots happen to lose to the Jets, suddenly this game here, 4:25 p.m., is monstrous for the Bills to make sure they win. Because now they're two wins away from winning the division. It's there. Like, they control their own destiny if that happens. So I just think that that's too early to do that. But that being said, it's something we're talking about, right? And you are, and we've been – I was just talking to the media room about it with other media members. Like, what do they do if they win? What do they do if they lose? Where are they? I think the bottom line for me is where I've landed is just knowing this coach, knowing how he's treated everything in the past. Let's just say the Bills don't win the division, okay? We know they're not going to win the division. I think Sean McDermott would value rest over seed when it's just a 5, 6, 7. I could be wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at it and say the last few years, they've had to play all these wild card games and they get banged up, right? And they lose all these linebackers and they have to go to Kansas City. They lose Gabe Davis. They lose, you know, whoever. And it hurts them when they get to later in the playoff stretch. And if you're going on the road for 3 straight games, now I understand that there could be a difference between 4 and 5. And if you're talking, well, you could go to Pittsburgh or you could go to Jacksonville or New England.
Right.
Maybe you want that 4. I totally get that. And those are discussions inside the walls of One Bills Drive that we probably would never know how they intimately feel about that. But I do think they would value rest at some point. And that rest might come in the form. Now, we don't know. You just said week 18 is TBD. I am fascinated by what the league's going to do. They could put the Bills on Saturday and say, okay, you win. It forces the Patriots to – let's say the Bills win this week. You put the Bills on Saturday, they win. It forces the Patriots to win on Sunday, which is good for CBS. They could put the Patriots on Sunday and say, all right, well, we're putting them there because they have to win the game, but then maybe the game for the Bills doesn't mean as much. And I think, though, if everything is equal and the Bills and the Patriots both win this week and they both kind of – the Patriots have to win next week, the Bills have to win next week, if you put them both at the same time, which is what the league is more likely going to do –
right.
To me, it's probably you're scoreboard watching. You're playing the game, but if you see the Patriots have it in hand, you get Josh Allen out of the game.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think I'd be surprised. I mean, you talk to your schedule guy, whose name is Mike North, every year, and that's, you know, more your corner of this whole operation, but I feel like those two, the Patriots game and the Bills game, I'd be very surprised if they're not played at the exact same time because of what you just said. I mean, it could still be compelling either way. If you move the Bills to Saturday and have them go first and they win and then put the pressure on New England, but I'd be surprised if those two games aren't at the same time on Sunday. But that's just me.
I would too, but I would caution and say this happened with the Chiefs, I think it was last year, but it could have been the year before. I can't remember for sure. Where they were in the kind of situation where the Patriots were in, and the league put them on Saturday and basically said, like, okay, we're going to have them go, and they need to win. And then once they did, it kind of wrapped everything up, right? And so it could. And then I think about, well, would the league do that with the Bills? Would they do a standalone game for the last game at Highmark? Like, does that matter to them? I don't know. I mean, I think there's a lot that's still on the table here about this.
Yeah. How do you feel about the lay of things in the conference at this point, Sal? We, for what it's worth, we did our reverse AFC power rankings to lead off the show, and the first time ever, Jacksonville's in the one spot. I don't know how much you got, because I know you're working after the Bills game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is over and traveling and everything. I think a lot of Bills fans probably got an eyeful of Jacksonville on Sunday afternoon because they were in the local 4 o'clock window here on CBS, and they did a number on Denver.
They did, and they look really, really good right now. And this happens with teams. They start to get hot, and they get on a roll. I've also seen Jacksonville at some pretty low points this year. I mean, they got completely demolished by the Rams, right, in London, I think it was. Right?
Embarrassed.
And they couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they got embarrassed.
And I think that Liam Cohen's done a very nice job there with Trevor Lawrence. He's playing the best football of his career right now, and they do pose a lot of problems that – for the Bills if they were to play, and you know they can run the ball, and you know their offense is so good. Could the Bills stop them? I do. Their opportunity though against their defense, I think. You know, you look, the Broncos had 455 yards though, I think it was, and they still only scored 20 points, but like they moved the ball on them. So you're right. It's not the most intimidating place to play, but the Bills have not played well there in Jacksonville, as we know, as well. And then they lost to them in London last year. Like I think the entire AFC is just so fascinating to think about where the Bills could play and who they could play and what the ramifications of those games are based on what other teams are. Meaning, you're a 5 or 6 seed, you still could play a home game later because the 6 and 7 seeds could be teams that could knock off
right.
The 2 and the 3, right?
That's a big part of the reason why, like, I know, you know, you said McDermott might value rest if they're locked into the 5, 6, or 7 and not worry as much about it, but Sal, with the way the conference is shaping up, the 7 and the 6 beating the 2 and the 3, or the 3 and the 2, if I want to say it in the right order, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not that far-fetched, really. It's never been more realistic than a year like this. And boy, wouldn't you be kicking yourself if you don't try to get the 5, because you could be home for the duration if it falls right.
I agree with that. It's a really interesting call that the Bills and other teams are seemingly have to make. And the fly in the ointment here is it looks like Pittsburgh is going to be locked into the 4. I mean, it's not quite yet, and I know they're missing DK, and they could lose this week. There's no doubt. Like, the Steelers have this older team. And lo and behold, they're going to be basically the worst team, worst record in the playoff field, and yet they're going to be the team that gets all the rest.
Right, like they could rest week 18, that's right. If they win, right. If they beat the Browns, they can sit down.
That's right. And like, if you're a team like the Bills and you think you got to go to Pittsburgh, they're going to have a week's rest with these older players. Like, do you think about that too, right? I mean, I just think it's such a bonkers year when it comes down to it. I did the math today, guys. The seven-team playoff in the conference started in 2020, the COVID year. In that year, the worst record, the seventh seed, had 11 wins, 11-5. I think actually it was Indy, actually went to Buffalo. But either way, since then, it's been 9 or 10 wins. Like, the seventh seed has had either 9 or 10 wins. This year, the seventh seed could have 12 wins.
That is crazy.
That is kind of, yeah, it's pretty wild.
That is nuts. All right, Sal, we got to go.
Well, wait, hold on. I have one more thing. And if you want, you just cover your ears.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to ask him about the Pro Bowl.
I can protest.
Okay. Sal, Reggie Gilliam left off of the Pro Bowl in lieu of 9-game playing Patrick Ricard. And the only reason I'm asking you is because I saw a lot of players online on Twitter, upset about it, and I just kind of wanted your opinion, you being in the locker room and around those guys a lot. I think a lot of people are disappointed for Reggie Gilliam.
Yeah, I tweeted about it earlier today. I said I thought it was ridiculous that what Reggie Gilliam means to the number one ranked rushing offense in the NFL. I don't normally care about these kinds of things, but that guy deserves recognition, and that's the kind of recognition you normally don't get, but that would give him great recognition, and he deserves it. We know here in Buffalo how valuable Reggie Gilliam has been to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, James Cook is having a historic season. He could wind up leading the league in rushing. It looks like it's trending that way. Reggie Gilliam is a big part of that. And it's not like Reggie Gilliam got beat out by a guy like, oh, my God, look at this fullback who's doing all this. He's not Larry Centers who's catching 50 passes. It's Patrick Ricard. No disrespect. He's a nice player. He's played 9 games this year. I think it's a bit ridiculous that happened. As far as what players think about it, we're going to be in the locker room here in probably about, within a half hour, guys. So we'll get some thoughts, and I'm sure that the players will say that they think it's ridiculous, and Reggie will take the high road and say, hey, I'm just out here to do my job and, not here for the accolades, but, he appreciates his guys valuing him like that.
All right, Sal, now I will officially say my goodbyes and wish you and your wife and son a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because I'm off after today. Mike is back tomorrow, and then I'm off through New Year's. So enjoy the holiday season, brother, and thanks for all this and all you do.
All right, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, guys. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you when you get back, Bulldog.
All right, there's Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. Again, his appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Want to turn the seedings over? Who you're most worried about facing in the AFC playoff pool? That is an endlessly... I don't know if it's fascinating, but it's a conversation that can take a lot of twists and turns.
We can talk about the Pro Bowl if you want.
No, we can't. I'm not allowed. But the playoff pool for sure. I don't mean to be a jerk about the Pro Bowl. I just can't.
It's funny.
I wish Reggie Gilliam would have made it too.
Whoa.
It
almost like
peer pressure.
The voice, the change in voice when he said that.
Yeah, you didn't,
the unseriousness behind it. It was
not sincere.
Yeah. No, I. Oh, I know. Yeah.
803-0550 is the number. He's Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog. We'll take your calls after this. Ross Tucker. If you were looking for him while we were talking to Sal, don't worry. Ross is coming up at 5. They had to swap spots, so we did that. For Ross's convenience. So that's still coming your way in about 35 minutes here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.